almost 25 years ago, Congress passed a law which kept select government files by the JFK assassination classified for a specific amount of time. That time ends this coming Thursday, and as you would expect, those who seek conspiracy are already in the starting blocks. However, in spite of all that, President Trump actually could still decide between now and Thursday to stop the release of those files. With us now to talk about the potential final government document dump related to one of America's greatest tragedies is a former Washington and foreign correspondent from the New York Times, as well as author of the book A Cruel and Shocking Act, The Secret History of the Kennedy Assassination, Philip Sheehan. Thanks for being here today, Phil.
Thank you, Chris.
And the website, Philip Sheehan, Sheehan.com. You get more information about A Cruel and Shocking Act, as well as the various other writings that Philip has done, including on the 9/11 Commission. That was the predecessor to A Cruel and Shocking Act. And you also recently wrote, co-wrote, actually, with Larry Sabato for Politico, an article entitled The JFK Document Dump Could Be a Fiasco. Why the choice of that last word, fiasco?
Well, it's going to be a mess, I think, because we now know that sometime between now and next Thursday, literally hundreds of thousands of pages of documents about the Kennedy assassination are supposed to be made public all at once. And I can tell you, as somebody with experience on this, you know, news organizations and research organizations are going to want answers instantly about what's in there, and it's going to take weeks or months or years to really figure that out.
Are these documents, do we know at this point, are these documents going to be free and clear of any redactions, or is it going to be those documents that we see so often that you may, if you're lucky, you see every third or fourth adverb, and that's all you see on the page?
Well, under this law from back in 1992, there was a 25-year deadline set on releasing everything in full. So if the Trump administration meets the letter of the law, there shouldn't be any redactions. Everything should be released in full. But there's every indication now that the CIA and the FBI have brought pressure on the White House to block the release of some of this information, arguing that apparently there's still, after all these years, you know, 54 years after the assassination, there's still something in there that might somehow threaten national security.
Which I guess brings about the question, is that the true reason, or if you can jigsaw puzzle what's been released versus what's still unknown, are we to the point now where the, at least most of the documents left are going to show just how badly the CIA, FBI, and other organizations and government dropped the ball?
Well, that's certainly my hunch. You know, I can't say I know exactly what's in these documents. But I think the big change in the story of the Kennedy assassination all these years is that we went from the idea of Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin, as this lone wolf whose plot never could have been foiled, to somebody who was known to be a threat to both the FBI and the CIA. Both of those agencies had Oswald under aggressive surveillance in 1963, and I think the record shows that if those agencies had just acted on the information in their own files, Kennedy would have survived the assassination attempt in Dallas. Oswald would have been rounded up. And I think a lot of these documents are going to show just how much more the U.S. government knew about the threat that Oswald posed before the assassination.
And as I referenced, the conspiracy people are going to be probably disappointed because it's not going to have a photo of someone in the grassy knoll, for example, or things along that line. But again, assuming what's been missing from releases versus what could possibly still be there, how much do you think this is going to fill in any blanks regarding Oswald in Mexico City?
You know, under this 92 law, millions of pages of documents were released, most of them released in the 1990s, and in many ways they did reshape our thinking about the assassination. You know, the CIA itself, in a report a few years ago, said that what went on after the assassination was indeed a cover-up. They were trying to hide evidence that pointed away from Lee Harvey Oswald as the sole assassin. And I think a lot of the documents we're going to see shortly, assuming they get released, are going to make that even clearer.
So I guess you can, we'll wait till Thursday for a more concrete idea, but basically if the CIA and FBI were up front and more effective with the information they had, it could have been something as simple as recommending to the White House, you know, don't go to Dallas, go to Chicago for this week and let us figure something out here.
Or more likely, if the government had acted on the information it had in November 1963, somebody would have said, listen, the president's going to Dallas at the end of November. Let's make sure there's no threat. They would have found Oswald as a threat. They would have questioned him or taken him into custody at that time. And again, Kennedy would have survived, and the world would be a different place today.
Talking to Philip Sheenan, who is the author of the book, among other books, A Cruel and Shocking Act, The Secret History of the Kennedy Assassination. Philip Sheenan, S-H-E-N-O-N.com is his website. He also co-wrote a recent article with Larry Sabato for Politico entitled The JFK Document Dump Could Be a Fiasco, which we've linked to over our website, but you can also find it at Politico.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When it comes to, again, all we've seen the books. I mean, yours looked more at the Warren Commission and maybe the first failure in the system, if you want to timeline everything, as far as the investigation into the reality and the facts. But any significant information or evidence of plots, that had to be destroyed longer. I mean, you can go back to shortly after the assassination when the doctor burns his notes in the fireplace, for example.
Well, I mean, you know, it's no surprise that we're left with all this confusion, all these conspiracy theories about the assassination, because the record we've already got shows that a tremendous amount of evidence has been destroyed or hidden or incinerated or shredded over all these years. You know, just the first weekend after the assassination, you have the doctor, the autopsy doctor from Bethesda, Maryland, destroying the original notes from the autopsy room in his fireplace. You have Marina Oswald burning a photograph that shows her husband holding what appears to be the murder weapon. And you had the FBI in Dallas destroying a handwritten note, a threatening note that Oswald had apparently left at the FBI just a few weeks before the assassination. An FBI agent takes it to the men's room, shreds it, and flushes it down the toilet. And that's just the first weekend of document destruction. You know, it goes on and on and on over the years that followed.
It's almost like after all these years, you still have people trying to protect the Warren Commission report.
Fewer and fewer. You know, I think the Warren Commission, you know, the legacy is a poor one, that, you know, they missed a lot of evidence. They missed a lot of witnesses. And, of course, we now know that a lot of evidence was intentionally withheld from the Warren Commission by agencies like the CIA and the FBI.
As far as the Warren Commission, was that a conclusion looking for a path?
I think the conspiracy theorists describe it as a rush to judgment. You have to say that it was done much too quickly, with too many questions left unanswered at the end of it. But there was, you know, at the height of the Cold War, there was a great concern that that investigation, if poorly handled, could lead to a nuclear war over Cuba or Russia if there was any indication that they were involved in the assassination. President Johnson, the new president, was desperate to get the investigation over with just as quickly as he could and then to move on with his larger agenda at the White House.
Which was the 1964 election when you think about it.
Well, it was that, and it was a whole bunch of legislation on the Hill that really did, change America in many ways. As soon as he was able to end the Warren Commission investigation and move on, he got a tremendous amount done in those first few months of his presidency.
Do you think so much of Mexico was overlooked or hidden and buried because the U.S. intel was worried about any revelation about just how much wiretapping and spying they were doing there?
Absolutely. You know, I've always said that this Mexico City incident is really the hidden, you know, the secret chapter of the Kennedy administration stories. And I don't think many Americans know this, but just a few weeks before the assassination, you know, Oswald, who is an avowed Marxist, goes to Mexico City to try to get the visas that will allow him to defect to Cuba, much as he'd once defected to the Soviet Union before. And while he's there, he apparently talked openly about his intention to kill Kennedy. And we now know that the CIA, while Oswald is in Mexico City, was aggressively conducting surveillance of Oswald there. And I think the CIA has never wanted to answer just how much it knew about Oswald in Mexico City and what he was telling people there, because, of course, that might suggest that they had an inkling that an assassination attempt was coming.
And just maybe after all those years, those may be some of the answers that we see and get to read this coming Thursday. Although, my advice for you listening, you might want to wait a couple of days, as tough as it might be, because the traffic that the National Archive website is going to get, you'll probably wind up frying your hard drive trying to download something unless you got a really high-speed hard drive on your computer. But nevertheless, more information is always good, and hopefully what is done with it will be accurate and factual, as is the work of Phil Sheenan with his article, which he co-wrote with Larry Sabato for Politico, The JFK Document Dump Could Be a Fiasco, as well as his books, including For the JFK Assassination, A Cruel and Shocking Act, The Secret History of the Kennedy Assassination. Learn more at Philip Sheenan, S-H-E-N-O-N.com. Philip, thanks so much for how you help us understand a lot that can confuse many, especially through conspiracies. And thanks for being here today.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.